I declare this meeting officially open and welcome you all back from the session. This is our first meeting for this term, and our business today is to adopt the minutes of all the previous meetings we have had. I'm having two apologies for today. One, Honorable Muntisi will be joining us late. He's still on his way to here. And I also have got another apology from Honorable Gunda, who will join this meeting late. And there's another apology from Prince Zulu. And the last one is from Honorable Makubela. He's also not here, as well as Honorable Liz. So those are the apologies that we have received. I don't know if there is any reflection on the apologies. None. We will then move to straight to the adoption of committee meetings. We've got 16 sets of minutes that need to be adopted today. The first one being the minutes of the 5th of March.
Chair, I just wanted to raise one thing that in one of the most important meetings, I think there was a point that was raised that we should desist from convening meetings just to approve minutes only. I'm not sure whether that has made sense to ourselves. I'm not suggesting that this meeting should not continue, but that has been raised in one of our gatherings, that to be a little bit effective, we should not really just convene meetings for approving minutes only, and that's it. Thanks.
No, thanks, Honorable Masile. It does make sense to us, but my understanding was that we should avoid convening meetings. Like, if it's one set of minutes, because such meetings will be scheduled and take only 15 minutes and go. But as you are aware, we have not been, all the time we have been chasing reports, adopting reports and submitting reports to the House without adopting the minutes. Hence, we've got 16 sets of minutes now. So we are mindful of that particular decision, and it does make sense. But there's an exception in terms of this one, because it's a lot of minutes which cannot be completed and completed in 15 minutes' time. So going forward, we will adopt minutes after each and every meeting or within a reasonable period of time, as discussed previously. The first set then is the minutes of the fish. I will go page by page so that you raise corrections. I present the minutes to yourself. The meeting briefing by National Strategy on the Division of Revenue. Page 1. It's just the attendance there and the rules of presentation. Page 2. Page 3. Honorable Dibia.
Chairperson, I went through, I think, half of the minutes of the package we received. There's a lot of grammar mistakes. I think what I'll do, I'll just submit the set back to the secretary, otherwise it's going to take us very long.
Okay.
But on page 3.4, questions dash deliberations. I don't think it's, and there's an expert on linguistics, you start a sentence with when. The committee asked National Treasury.
Yes.
Capital T. The second paragraph, when National. Delete when National Treasury was asked to. The third paragraph, again delete when, capital T, the committee asked Treasury to. That is page 3. So it goes on until the end. Every time when there's a when, I think it's just delete it
Page, thank you, Honorable Dibet. Page 4. Page 5.
Chef, 5.1. Deliberations.
Page?
Page 5.
Yes.
5.1. Deliberations. DRDLE raised challenges in relation to the way. I would.
All right. I hope I'm not moving too far. Page 8.
Chairperson.
Honorable Bear.
On 7.2.4, it's in the middle of page 8. The second line, Salga said it appears that some, where it must be added in front of appears. And then have requested for a legal opinion. At the end of the line, just put the A there, a legal opinion. 7.3, the second line. But furthermore, HN National Treasury to consider that the nature of the problem might be the poor design. The must be added.
Page 9.
Chairperson, at the bottom, the second last paragraph. NSF. What does NSF stand for? I couldn't pick it up. Okay.
Page 10. Last page.
Bullet on the last page. we did not have closely examined if the MP stands for a member to legalize the name of the member. And then at the end of that sentence of the directive, making the right to a company member rather than another MP.
Okay.
Thank you. That of minutes. I think I will allow us to finish all the minutes and then we just adopt all of them at once, if that is acceptable for all of them. The second set of minutes is the minutes dated 17th of March. First page. Second page. Third page. Page 4. Page 5. Honorable Debert.
The second paragraph of page 5. Moreover, National Treasury said the population figures are not the only thing that National Treasury looks at when distributing fiscal. Isn't there something to be added? Fiscal allocating funds. Is that the right way to put it? I'm just asking, I'm not the expert in language.
You wanted to read funds.
Okay. Well, when allocating funds.
Okay.
Allocating
funds. Thank you. We have long past this.
Are we done? Can I take you back to page 3? That is the correction under the focus.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last sentence should be reading the program supported the deal.
Yes. Second paragraph on page 3.
At the top.
The province supported the negotiating mandate. The province supported the bill.
Yeah.
Thank you, Honorable Shiva. Page 6.
Five, the Division of Revenue report was circulated to members for inputs, full stop.
Yes.
The report will be considered on that day. Then, bullet point 2, municipalities that do not have a sufficient revenue base
just add a sufficient needs to be bullet point four. Provinces must monitor municipalities on how they spend their grants, because some spend grants on other things that are not, that it's not meant for. I don't know if R is the right word. Funds. Where's the word? Let me just go back. Grants that are, all right, okay, correct.
Five. The second paragraph at the bottom. I think it must be written as Merahu.
Mm-hmm.
The second paragraph from the bottom of page five. There are two places where it is written
Merahu.
Merahu.
Merahu. On both pages.
Thank you very much. The next set is minutes of the 23rd of March. The one held in Limpopo. Under MPL's presence, the correction is Honorable T.C. Modise. Modise, not Modise. And the second line under summary of proceedings, which is the type of introduction, is the Honorable Chairperson then outlined. Page 2, page 3,
the person page 2.
Yes, I will be.
In the middle under point 3, Mr. Kumalo presented that the 5 key priorities under, is it underlie or underline? I-N-E.
Underline, yes.
Yes.
Page 3. I think in the middle there, 2001 census data is now very outdated. Come again?
Are you removing the word there as well? Because it doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
You can delete
it. It doesn't. Maybe we should be
yeah.
Because you see you've got the census that is happening at particular interval. But then when the information is outdated before the actual census, we can say that it is outdated in terms of the time in between.
Mm-hmm.
But to add the word very, then it may be giving a sense that we have already even passed the next normal census period, but whereas we have not. The only thing is that it is no longer applicable because those figures are no longer reflecting the real situation on the ground that we can base financial or economic decisions on them. So that's why I'm saying is that when we say they are outdated in terms of giving effect on the real to form basis of decision making, try. But if you say it's very outdated, we are emphasizing, and that's why I was really having a problem, because we have not gone over the next pillars of centers. And that was my main comment, the word there, because outdated is the center. It is no longer information that is available on the center.
Honorable Memen?
I've just had a meeting with UFSTAT South Africa, and I raised the same concern. Every time you ask for stat records, it could be the fault of the people working in that office or whatever. But it's really very outdated, you know, figures. And they are now aware that there's been a discrepancy for some time. They don't actually, I think, they don't update their info in due time. I'm basing my argument on that. And I had that meeting 3 months ago. Because that was in line with the MDG exercise. But we can scratch the very for now. But can people just bear in mind we are being really fed with the wrong figures half the time?
Honorable Bloom, thank you.
No, Chairperson, I don't think that it would make any harm if we leave it there like that. Doesn't make any harm. Let's leave it very.
Thank you, Honourable. I think there's a need, Honourable Mashile, to emphasize, because as you remember, the same figures of 2001 are still being used as a base to allocate funds to provinces and local government levels. And it creates serious problems, because the population has grown more than it was 2001. So I would strongly say we need to emphasize that.
And they've accepted that.
It is acceptable. And your latter statement, toward the end, you are also considering that particular fact.
I think maybe I was not clear in what I was trying to explain.
No, you were.
I'm saying that the data is outdated in terms of us to be able to make economic decisions on them now.
But
the emphasis, you see, the 2001 is, that is the census is done in within 10-year periods or whatever, and we have not gone past the next step of actually doing. We have not. I think we are going for the census. That's coming. The next census. But then, my point was that. According to census, normal census, that is the only figure that you actually have now. But for practical purposes, with our knowledge, it is outdated. But if you emphasize, then what I was saying is that you are also even indicating that this has actually outlived its period. That's what I was trying to say. But, I mean, like Bloom, as you said, it's fine.
Thank you very much. We may move to page 4.
Sorry. My dear comrade, we need to push that South Africa to update their figures. Otherwise, we are not going to be making any impact. And that's exactly what I said to them, because as it is right now, they don't even know the population figures. They don't have. So something has to be done within that component.
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Madam. We are now on page 4. Under Northern Cape, the last word should be the bill, LL. Last page. Page 5. Done. We'll go to the minutes of the 20th of April.
I think on page 4 of this minute, we just have a typographical correct that.
Which minute? The one we have just passed?
Yes.
Yes, which area?
That's section 4, northwest and northern Cape, at the end of the, even the fifth end of the top chair, at the end of the double dot, instead of one to stop and I think they can just put the information.
The minutes of the 20th of April, and our members present is T.E., not T.A. Chan. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. And then page 5. Move to the minutes of the 21st of April. Page 1. Under 5.1, child care coordinators, it should be capital letters in that bracket. CCC.
Yeah.
And then page 3. Then we go to the minutes of the 4th of May.
Okay, that is very fast. that are reasonably old.
Yeah, okay, we are on page one of the minutes of the 4th of May. I think under apologies there again is T-E-C-H, not T-H. And then there's another set of minutes of the same date. I think it was the first one was to appoint the chair, acting chair, as I wasn't here now. The correct the minutes are again of the 4th there, and the correction date is still TE, not TH, on the first page. Okay, then page 2. Page 3. Are you still with us on our machine?
No, the deal has to be explained to the COVID that I have, but I was looking for the second one.
Okay. We're on page 3. Amendment done. Should we move on, Mashile?
No, it's all right. It's
all
right. Okay. Just a little interest of that. For the Pumalang.
The next set of minutes is the one of the 7th of May.
I'm definitely not sure because I'm seeing this minute here, I think, for the first time as well.
Which one?
This very minute.
7th May.
Yes. And it looks like my name does not appear on the attendance or apology. I'm not sure because I thought that this meeting that I've duly apologized accordingly. But it looks like I'm not appearing anyway. Either among the members present or on those that have apologized. Yeah. I'm not appearing on both. Right? I'm not an appearance.
I think the challenge here that you need to correct, Honorable Masile, is that some of the apologies that you send will be always through SMS. But you seem not to have a secretary, if I'm right. Who would submit written apologies on your behalf?
No, I'll follow up. I'm correct that.
Okay.
I know that person is there with.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Page 2. The minutes of the 10th of May and the attendance there under CJDPA, we should put R there.
I don't know that the B. I've never met you before.
The committee asked the police how long the rapper had been
province of Limpopo.
How long the rapper had been ongoing. It's one way. If I understand. that doesn't mean that it's really
not
going
on. How long is it going on?
Therefore, they must be dealing with a dash or something. Or going at one dash.
Is it ongoing or going on? For how long has it been going on?
Continuing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is one way. Or is it two ways?
Okay. Now, ongoing is one way.
Yes, the power of saying it is not continuing with a dash. This is held to be meaning continuing.
Page. Next set of minutes is 28th of May. Page 2. And lastly, page 5. The next set is the minutes of the 1st of June. Page 2, set of 2. Next set is the minutes of the 11th of August. First page.
The first again, my name.
Mr. B. Page 2. Page, the next set is the minutes of the 24th of August. Done. The next set of minutes is the minutes of the 25th of August, 2010. Again, the surname of Mr. Honorable Dupierre, should you include R there? It seems to have been consistent in. Apply to Mr. D.
Okay.
Is the name of Arnold Bearden should put
that's a we are from the minutes of the 25th of August.
Yes.
Yeah, resolution 1 right on page 3, Chair. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The committee resolved that it will compile the report. I think something needs to be done with that sentence.
It will compile a report for tabling in the House.
Yes, so the demand, the fee,
it will compile a report for tabling in the House. Yeah.
It will remove the deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Under presenter there, I think it's Honorable D. Ho Thule, not Ho Thule. Let me see, full state. It's Ho Thule. Honorable Bloom?
Ho Thule.
Yes. Page 2.
Is that initial of F?
Come again?
The initial of F, Honorable F. Tom. Anybody with a name starting with an F?
Or probably in the Eastern Cape it exists.
Only, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Done. And the last set of minutes is the minutes of the 14th of September. Again,
I think it's the same thing here on 6.1 on the minutes you are coming from on the resolution.
DPA, yes. We have taken care of that.
Compile.
Yeah. We have taken care of that on our machine, thank you. And the last page.
Done.
Honourable members, I therefore put all these 16 sets of minutes to you for adoption.
There is one thing which I just wanted to check, Chair, whether it's correct in the NCOP specifically. When you write on the list of the members present, to differentiate in terms of parties. Is that correct? And, yeah, because I thought that you are representing provinces.
Yes, you remember, the type of affirmative was discussed in this meeting. And when we were dealing with some minutes some time ago, and we gave guidelines as to how the minutes should be captured, you'll see it is still referred to ANC Northern Cape. So your province is still there, but it should indicate that from which party. Because you've got people from Limpopo, for example, who are from ANC and Cope and all other provinces. It does not only reflect the name of the party, but it also reflects the name of the province you are coming from. Thank you, Honorable Mashile. Honorable Bloom?
Let me just ask a clarification on the writing of the report, Shepherd. And I will tell you why I'm asking the question. You see, in most of the report, I'll read to you one paragraph that is saying the committee is saying this.
Mm.
Personally, I don't think that it's proper to write a report the committee asked National Treasurer why expenditure has drastically slowed down in certain provinces. I think it's a member who has asked that.
Yes.
And not the committee. Because the committee, with a resolution, yes, the committee resolved on that issue. But we can't say the committee as a whole asked that question.
So we should, going forward, write minutes as... Okay.
Yeah, we can adopt this minute, but I'm just
okay.
Raising the issue.
So if it's Bloom who asked the question, should the Honorable Bloom ask the question?
It's not necessary to mention the name of the person, but you can say if a member asked this question. And when we come to resolution, then we say the committee.
Honorable Memela?
what difference does it make if I may actually put it twice a week? Because that question is raised in the context that the committee is discussing the same issue. Because we're not here to actually say, Honorable Mashile said 1, 2, 3. He's part of the committee. The deliberations are in the name of the committee. Unless you can unpack it first for me to understand. We might be coming from different schools of thought.
Thank you, Honorable Mela. Just before you come in, Honorable Bloom, if I remember well, when we were dealing with the format of this meeting, I'm not sure if you were there, but members were not particularly happy about going that route because it will continue some. It depends how quick are you raising your hand and participating. Sometimes it might reflect as if it was Bloom participating in that whole meeting. So that's why we took it in the context of what Mama just said now, that whoever is participating is participating on behalf of the committee. But where there is a dissenting view, that will be captured to reflect the name of the person dissenting. You can come in on another
group. Yeah, no, you see, Chairperson, I don't think that we can say the committee. We can sing together, but we can't speak together. You see, when we are saying a member raised the question, we are saying a member, not specifically Dennis Bloom or De Beer or Mashile or what. It's not necessary.
So you're suggesting that going forward we raise the committee with a member?
Yeah, to raise it. Yeah. And with a resolution, the committee, then we agreed, all of us agreed with that thing.
Agreed?
Okay.
For those that always agree with me.
So you had the same time moving, Honorable Bloom? Were you also moving the all sets of minutes?
I'm moving for the adoption of the minutes.
Seconded by Honorable De Beer.
Yes,
with all those amendments. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. That brings us to the end of today's session. And we will now allow for... There will only be 5 minutes break, and we come back for the Finance Committee meeting.
Yes, I wanted to say something, sir. Whether the going through the minutes and correcting
whether going through the minutes today and taking them up to the end, it qualifies us to move all of the minutes, even when we are not present on those particular days. Because that's the reason that you are not
concerned. The moonlets have been moved and adopted, and honorable members, this meeting stays adjourned.
Let me tell you who's that.
Corporation. Shalani, just give me a full set of minutes. I don't have it because I gave it back to you. All the members, welcome at this meeting of the Select Committee on Finance. Mr. Rento, any apologies? Can you put it on record, please?
Honorable Makubela, Honorable Gunda, and Honorable Lisa.
Honorable Makubela, Honorable Gunda, and Honorable Leach. That was the apologies we received. Honorable Monsis, he phoned me. I believe he is on the premises, so he will join us during the course of the meeting. Can we accept an acceptance of the apologies? Thank you. Thank you. Honorable members, we've got 5, 6, 7 sets of minutes in front of us. I went through the minutes quite a while ago. We start with the first set, the 5th of May. I put to you page 1. Yes, also, Mashile.
The general thing I think that can be raised right at the beginning, Chair, is that it is the address to the members, which is different from the other minutes that we've just gone through.
The mayor.
This one, the addressing members as masters. And even in the body of the minutes that I've read, I think this morning that I came across, and then we have quite a lot of master in the body of the minute instead of honorable. And also right at the end, where it's supposed to be honorable, the beer as chairperson, it says master. If that can generally be accepted to be corrected. Thanks.
Point made, Mr. Gentu, secretary. Can you explain that?
Thanks, Chair. If chairperson can give you the copies that I first gave you at first, they've got an honorable. But due to the processes in the section, I was informed to delete the honorable and put a mister. The reasons given to me when I've asked was that members are honorables amongst themselves, not to us as staff. That was said by the then content advisor to the Select Committee on Finance, now the acting unit manager. He's the one who said delete, because members are honorable members within themselves, not to assist staff. Thank you.
I believe that we must stick to the parliamentary procedures in Parliament,
not
to the comments by an individual in the commentary section.
And not
this is new to me, because when I went through the minutes, it was honorable. So between that day and today, the honorable changed to a master, but I'm still a master. Honorable Mamela?
I would advise that we sent a memo to the respective member who actually queried this and say, point of correction, these are members of the of Parliament, and they've got to retain the honorable, you know, title.
Yeah.
And if it means, if you want me to sign it up.
Thank you, Honorable Mamela. I think with that authority that you are, that you've got, please do it that way, Honorable Bloom.
Chairperson, let me just ask for clarification. In Hanzat, how... In the Hanzat book, is it honorable or Mr. or Mrs.? Now, you see why I'm asking this question. Maybe in Parliament, yeah, we are addressing each other as honorable. But when it comes outside, in the publication, I'm not sure. That's why I'm asking this question. We must just check. That thing.
Yes,
yeah, Chair, I think without really going too far, the Hansard is actually a copy of what has happened. And if you have been called honorable in a meeting, then as it is copied, it is just going to be honorable. And just to try and add salt to this problem, if it's not sugar, Chair, is that where you've got an honorable member speaking in a meeting, which you have got officials from the department, You can't make the difference when a member is speaking and when an official is speaking. I think we have to make sure that that is clear. When you read the paragraph where it's a member of parliament speaking, then it should be clear from a person that's coming from outside. And that particular official must wait for the 2014 when we are voted out.
Yeah.
Not now. Now we are still honorable members.
I speak under correction, but the committee is extension of the House sitting. It's just a committee going on, and we are still honorable members. That's my interpretation, but I can on blue.
No, I agree with what Mr. Mashile is saying here. Honorable Mashile, you see, for instance, on this minute of the 14th, there is
14th of what?
The 14th of May. I'm just making an example.
Oh, yes.
All the people are Mr. and then you are getting a Ms. Baboon here. So you don't know if this is a member of parliament, this Mrs. Baboon, or is he a baboon, or I'm just raising that issue so that there must be difference between an honorable member and a baboon. I'm just making.
Honorable members, there is a standing procedure for committee meetings and writing of minutes, and we will have to adhere to the rule. And as far as I know, the rules say honorable members.
Thank you.
And that this committee take that decision. But that you liaise also with the legal section, Advocate Jenkins, and answer, but that we stick to the rule and not to one person's interpretation. Thank you, honorable members, for the clarity that you gave. We go back to where we started with the minutes of the 5th of May. That was the considerations of also minutes. I put to you page 1. Please look at the spelling of surnames, initials, etc. On that day, we were not a quorum. So it was a very short meeting. Page 2, can we proceed?
Yep.
Thank you. The second set is of the 7th of May. Put to you page 1. Yeah, the secretary will just have to look at the attendance, the signed attendance register, what appeared on the register, apology or present. Page 2. And page 3. Are you satisfied, members? All the members, thank you. We go to the third set. It's, yes, Honorable Mashile.
Yeah, just to check one thing, Chair.
Yes, sir.
When the minutes are adopted,
yes,
without amendment, do we really need to write without amendment?
Yes.
Because it only makes sense when there is amendment. But if there is no amendment, we really have to write also without amendment.
We don't have to. If there are no amendments. Just 3 minutes ago.
Well, Mashishi, where do you want to assist us?
Mumbai. Where to? Geneva.
Must we delete? There. And is that on page 2, on the Mashile?
Yes, right
at the top.
The bottom. I think it's on 4.1, 4.2, 4.3.
You want to?
I think we adopted the same thing.
If there is no amendment, then it doesn't
qualify. Right.
Yeah.
Granted, thank you.
Because you only qualify it when there is something that has happened.
You are very vigilant, Honourable Member. Thank you for that input. Honourable Members, we are now with the... Yes.
Now, if there is...
Honourable Bill.
With amendment...
You qualify, you're right. It must be noted.
You note those amendments.
Must note the amendments.
Yeah, because 4.2 is saying
yes,
the minutes were adopted in
with amendments.
With
yeah.
Amendments.
Yeah.
With amendments.
That is good.
That is one. No, that's okay.
Thank
you. 4.3 is saying the report was adopted with amendments.
Yes.
Okay. No, that's okay.
Thank you, Honourable Members. We go to the minutes of the 14th of May. Put to you page 1. That's when we dealt with the municipalities of Popwani and the Nosterberg of the Northern Cape.
What is
Mrs. Delegation to Municipalities. Is that the correct? Is that the correct? Sounds a bit funny, but... Honourable Mishilek?
No, our saying chairperson with Mrs. H. Baboon was there was a spelling mistake. I was just trying to verify that.
I was also inquiring here with the secretary, is that correct? I can't remember. I see the lady, but I can't remember that surname.
So the only confusion, chairperson, is that you have not concentrated on in the meeting. That's why you got. That's the only conclusion that I got now. That if you have not noticed there's a baboon in the meeting, then
I won't respond to that because I know my people from Popwani. It was my previous constituency. I put to you page 1. We must just look at that surname. But the secretary tells me that is what's on the attendance register. I put to you to the committee page 2. Page 3. And page 4.
Serious note, can we maybe verify this baboon? You see, sometimes it can be insulting if it is not the correct spelling or something. Let us verify. I don't know how you can't phone her to ask if her surname is baboon or not, but verify it before we print it here.
Honorable Bloom, no, thank you for that. That remark, I'll liaise with the secretary and I'll phone the mayor, Mr. Ken, because I know him very well, just to who is the acting without asking the surname.
Just to
satisfy myself.
And we've got
the register. You must just show it to me. Honourable Members, can we move to the minutes of the 12th of August? There was a briefing by National Treasury and the Reserve Bank.
Honourable Chair.
Honourable Mela.
Can you please call Honourable Bloom to order?
Yeah.
Honourable Bloom. Can we please stick to the proceedings of the meeting? I see on Bagunda smiling at you. Something's happening there. You will have to share that with us, please.
Let me share it. He's saying that he had a very nice recess and he have married again.
Yeah, we noted that in the newspapers, but that's not under discussion now.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe the older member can inform us over a cup of tea outside in the passage. Older members, I put to you page 1 of the minutes of the 12th of August. That was the presentation by Treasury and the Reserve Bank on the Reserve Bank Amendment Bill. Page 1. Page 2. And page 3. Can we move forward?
Yes,
proceed, thank you. Honourable members, the meeting of the minutes of the 25th of August, that was the public hearings on the Reserve Bank Amendment Bill, as well as the consideration adoption of the committee report. Look at the names, initials, etc., page 1. Honourable Mashile.
I just want to make a comment that from the meetings of May until to mid-August, I'm taking note that I have never attended your meeting. And I'm a little bit worried about that. I'll just request myself and the secretary just simply to double-check whether that's correct.
We will do so. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4.
Page 3,
Honorable Mashile, yes.
Page 3, last paragraph, middle sentence.
Yes.
I think the receive should be in past tense. Page 3, last paragraph, middle sentence.
We see.
Otherwise, this now refers to real time.
Received and advised. Committees, yes. Thank you. We correct that on page 3, last paragraph. Page 4. Can we proceed to the next set of minutes? Thank you. The secretary informs me that the minutes of the 31st of August was jointly with the Standing Committee on Finance, and it was a briefing by the National Treasury and Reserve, SAS, on the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill, as well on the Voluntary Disclosure Program and Taxation Laws Second Amendment Bill. That was jointly with the Standing Committee on Finance in the NA.
But how do you think I record on our minutes?
The correct way is, according to the advice I get, is to do it jointly with the Standing Committee on Finance. We are meeting with the Standing Committee on Finance tomorrow. It's Wednesday and Thursday. And I believe they have also not adopted their minutes. So then we'll have to do it jointly. We'll go through the program later on, point four, when we get to that. So,
yeah.
Mr. Mashile, yes?
Yeah, Chair, I think what one just want to raise is that our meetings, our joint meetings, are not ordinary meetings. Therefore, an effort must be made that we have the item of adopting those particular minutes and make sure that we do adopt them when we meet.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we must find a way of legalizing them as a committee.
100% correct, Honourable Mashile. And we'll follow that up after the meeting. Just keep that one aside. That brings us to the minutes of the 1st of September. Again, a briefing by National Treasury and SARS on the protocols. I'll put to you page 1. And page 2. Agreed, thank you. The last one is the minutes of the 14th of September. The consideration and adoption of the Northwest Oversight Report, Taxation Laws Amendment Bill Report, Taxation Laws Second Amendment Bill Report, consideration of the program for South African Reserve Bank Oversight Visit, the program. I put to you page 1. Page 2, and page 3. On Bogunda.
Chair, the 14th of September meeting, I think made a mistake.
Say again?
That's a mistake. I was
present
there.
On the first stage. I was present on the 14th of September.
On the 14th of September, you were present in the Kamba Buddha, your name is on the three, on the present.
Yes, they said there's apology also for me.
Oh, there's apology as well.
He came late in that meeting.
No, Chair, I wasn't late. That was the meeting that I know we had in there and the other side in the evening. I wasn't late. We were waiting for some members to come.
Must have come.
We will correct it.
Thank you, Chair.
It's been corrected already. On the members, page 1. Page 2. And page 3. When the minutes are corrected, it must be signed properly. On Bogunda.
Chair, I noticed this meeting. I can't remember exactly what I said in that meeting. And I see it has not been even noted yet. It's not been even written. I can't, because it was a meeting that Honorable China and Honorable Zizel, we were talking a lot about the taxation issues and all these things. And I see it's not been minuted yet. I just see, and I seconded Honorable China. I remember this meeting now. And I can't remember what was it. I can't recall what I said in that meeting.
And we don't remember you.
How do we add something that you don't know what you said? It's quite impossible.
Okay, Chair. I accept. Okay, thank you.
That is the true reflection of the meeting.
What happened, yes. Just some advice on Bogunda, always make your own notes.
Yeah.
And when the meeting is finished, put your notes in that document that you took to the meeting and file it. That's that will assist you on the machine.
Page 2, second paragraph.
Page 2, second paragraph, yes.
That paragraph, Chair, I'm not sure whether that is exactly what the missing question. To check whether it's taking longer in investigation is a legislative thing. But you wanted to check because it says the legislature is to take long to investigate. Is it correct, Mr. Chair?
If I'm correct, it was raised by Honorable Mashishiwe. Maybe assist us with a better wording or the structure of the sentence.
But
on page 2, the minutes of the 14th of September, page 2, the second paragraph from the top. It actually came down to speed up investigations on corruption issues against individuals. Yes, Honorable Gunda?
Yes, sir. I think Honorable Moses said the legislature, the law must be in such a way that it must speed up in the case of corruption. But the way it is put here, it's not like that.
All right, we'll capture it in a better way then. On Mashishiwe, do you want to assist us?
Mm-mm.
Okay. We will correct this.
Mm.
Anyone else on page 2?
No.
Page 3? Honorable members, I put to you the whole set of minutes that we dealt with. Honorable Mashile Mulch and seconded by Honorable Mamela. Honorable members, thank you for your cooperation on point 3. Then, Honorable members, you have been issued also with the committee program for our last term this year. Please take note of that. We took a decision, and it was also enhanced by input from Honorable Mashishiwe that we must do things differently. And that's referring to our follow-up visits to provinces where we visited municipalities. That is actually a very serious point. We are tied up in the framework of the submission of the MTPBS and the adjustment appropriations, which is coming to us. In between, there's still the BRRR process, etc., when you look at our program. And we will engage with Honorable Mashishiwe, who's our member on the program meeting, on the program committee, regarding our follow-up visit to Mpumalanga and the Northern Cape. Where's my note? That we will look at Monday, the 25th of October, if I'm correct. Yes. For Mpumalanga, and then in November, but again, depending on the program of the NCOB. Then in November, on the
25th, you're mentioning.
Excuse me?
It's not here on
the
program.
No, it's not yet.
Oh.
First, that's why I said we want first to discuss it with you as a program whip. I sat this morning with the secretary and I also spoke to Ombudsman. Did I give it to you? somewhere between there and here. On the journey.
But I want to suggest that we first engage outside of this meeting the proclaiming week, and then when we have agreed, we can make necessary amendments, and then we can then present the program to the committee once it is finalized.
Chairperson, I want
to
second that proposal.
Thank you, Honorable Bloom. Honorable Mashishiwe.
Now, on the, it's constituency day, the 25th of October. So then need the chief whips in whether you go or not. But, you know, what I wanted to say, Chair, is that simply for us is that just include everything you want done this year as your proposed program. Going forward, so that whatever is decided, you'd be happy with the outcome. You know, just include everything you want done. You know, because I was sitting with the guy who's dealing with the program this morning. We had a meeting, and I thought I would raise that with Dow to say, look, let's get everything from committee this week. We must get. So that next week, when our program is approved by the appropriate structure, you are happy that you have included everything you want done this year. So that's the approach I would really want to adopt. Just make sure that everything you want in the program this year is there. For instance, for me, what I'm interested in is the kinds of issues that are legislated, in terms of the what do you call this process you just mentioned? Exactly. Everything that is related to that should be in the program up until the end. You know, and then. Together, followed by the program then of the committee on the outstanding issues. You know, it should also be included in the program. For me, if it's like that, I'd be happy.
The only
thing I want to warn is if this committee, for instance, has got legislation that is going to overrun our program this year. You know, then we can talk, and see what is it that can be done. Legislation that is going to overrun our program this year. You know, we can perhaps discuss it now and see what can be done and going forward, if there are options.
On the finance side, it's
yes.
MTBBS, but
yes.
On the appropriation side, it's appropriations, and we believe there's something coming.
Yes.
The Bloom?
No, Chairperson, we have already agreed. I've seconded the proposal from Comrade Chan. The three of you will sit.
Okay.
And you bring everything to the committee, and then we will go ahead and adopt it.
All
yes.
Right.
I would prefer that we finalize it this week already.
Yes.
Because there's tomorrow, there's, if I remember correct, there's a chairperson's meeting tomorrow,
yes.
8:30.
Yes.
So after we adjourn here, if we could quickly just sit on the visits to the provinces to follow up, and then the other one is the amendments to the appropriations. Honourable members, that brings us, are there any other inputs on the Mamela?
Yes.
I'm in a meeting, sorry. To the
girlfriend, yeah? No, ma'am, it's the chair of agriculture in the Eastern Cape province. not a girlfriend. I'm out of those things.
Eastern Cape is getting rain today, so that's...
left to be seen.
No, I'm out, ma'am.
Not the same
Must
one, but Mama knows
now. Order, please, on the Mamela, I want to address the committee.
You have a wife and kids.
Yes.
Stop your bad habits. Now listen.
Outside that, nothing.
He left that one. No.
Listen.
Yes, ma'am.
No. Took another one.
Can you protect me?
Honourable members, Olga Mamela wants to make an input. Please give her the opportunity to do that. Thank you.
Yeah.
My understanding is we're not having any programming this week.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Anything else? Honourable members?
We'll do.
That brings us to the end, Honourable Bloom. That brings us to the end of the meeting. This meeting stands adjourned. Thank you for your participation.
There was a lot of discussion about nationalities. Why are you scared now? Because there's no secret here. Then I was protecting you. That's right. But the devil rising sends water from
us. Protecting
no.
you from what? What the hell
is
that?
From left and right, nobody can to yourself. It's only me.
Okay.
You must not trust these people.
Viva, comrade Dennis. Viva.
Viva.